Now, I will tell you a little story connected with this caravan, as we call it, from here. So it was in this caravan that was taken from here to Banaras. I think Banaras by Padri, and there it was delivered to the New Life Companions, and it was used for the four women disciples, women Mandli, who were with Baba, Mani, Mehra, Nehru and Gavir. So you find those three benches inside, and it was drawn by two bullocks, and Gavir would be sleeping on the floor, so to say, in that. So this is known as the New Life Caravan. But the story connected with this is of this stained glass, you see, which we heard just a year ago. As I said, well, Baba reveals in his own time, just I told you about that picture. There will be so many things here which we do not know, but they may have their own story later on. And these are the ways, generally when Baba says, if you just try to think of philosophy and metaphysics and interpretation and past life, future lives and Maya and this. You see, in the end it will take you nowhere. But these little things wherein you really feel released, when you really feel happy, so that's the way of spirituality, or that's the way of keeping company with you. It doesn't mean that you have to shirk your responsibility and all that, but that should be the main spirit in you. So this, as I used to tell people, I used to say, oh, this is the New Life Caravan, and this is the stained glass windows brought here by Karen Kay. So just that information was there. And then in 78, we received a letter from an Englishman called Drew. He writes a letter to Adi. You had met Adi when you were in the States? So he writes a letter to Adi. It was his first letter to Adi, but a long letter, 3-4 pages letter. It had mentioned such a coincidence, only a Baba coincidence we may call it, because it's matchless. So what has happened, this girl, Karen Kay, she was here just in the last month, I think she was here. I also corroborated what was being written by the duo. So let's go and sit inside. I think you know, it's
no,
good to...
No, this is fine.
Yeah, I won't mind standing. So then what happened, she was in England for her classes in this stained glass, that they teach stained glass artwork, and she was there for some months, and she finished her course. And when she finished her course, she thought that now that she had learned this art, why not have the first piece of Baba? So she thought of it, and she went to a store to purchase the necessary things. And as she was just purchasing different things, and another English boy comes over there. Perhaps she thought that she had seen her somewhere, or maybe in the same school or some such thing, and he stopped by and asked her what she was doing. And then she told him about this. And then he said, oh, he was also one of the students there, but for the night shift, and she was in the day class. And he helped her to purchase all these things, and during the conversation it turned out that not only he was a student, but he had also his own studio and a kiln where he would fire these glasses. So Karen said, will you please fire this glass for me? Yeah, we'll do that. Because she was in a hurry to leave. Maybe a fortnight or so, 2 weeks, she left later on. So she gives this material to this person, and then of course he did the work, handed it over to Karen. Karen goes to the States, and a year or so later, I don't know after how many years, but then Jack Mormon, another Baba lover, comes here and he brings this over here. And then after some days, as people come and they bring gifts, and later on we know, we find some things are dispersed somewhere else. So I found it, it's here, and I would just say this is a stained glass piece of art of Baba by Karen Kay, and now it's here, and just that's that. But now, after this, the story with Drew, his name was Drew, as I told you, what will happen? That this Drew, then he became a teacher in the school. And I think after 6 or 7 years, they say they got a sabbatical leave. I don't know what a sabbatical leave or what is that? When you serve a certain period, then you get a leave, or what is that?
You leave the school.
I see.
And
yeah.
Continue studying, but and then come back and teach them.
I see. Yeah. So it was on that leave that this Jew had left England, and he thought of having a world tour. And he was having a world tour. And in that world tour, naturally, America is the one who attracts many. So he goes there. He goes to California, and there he stays in San Francisco. And there he hires a car and goes out to different places sightseeing like that. Very happy. One day they went out to a certain place connected with Sir Francis Drake or in Bay Area somewhere. Very mountainous region and all that. What happens that he thought of having some drinks or coffee like that. They go to a store, they purchase coffee for them. Again, he was with his wife Mara. They got in the car, had coffee, and by the time they had finished coffee, he thought, where is my wallet? Because what had happened, while paying money, I don't know whether he was short of money, he took out the wallet that generally he used to have around his waist and all that, and he paid the money from that. And after finishing the coffee, he was looking for the wallet and wasn't there. Where is it? He stopped it. Oh, it's in there. What's happened? Because in that wallet, there all the dollar bills that they possessed, their passport, and everything valuable was in it. And it was lost. And they were in the States. And how could they proceed with world tour? How could they go back to England? And what about the passport and so many things? And naturally, it was really, it made them really disgusted with the whole affair. Not knowing what to do. Till they spent night somehow somewhere, again went to the store, inquired, looked the road, nothing. They couldn't get anything. Now what to do? Everything lost. So, in great disappointment, they returned to the hotel in San Francisco where they went. And there was a message that on your arrival, please see such and such a person or phone at such and such a place. They just wonder why this person, we don't know this person, why at all this phoning, and should we go, should we not go? It's all right, we'll go. So they go. And there they meet this Karen. Both, they didn't recognize each other at all. She gives them the pal, they were very happy, and they said, at least we'll go to the pancake house, we'll have something and all that. And then later on, naturally, and everything was intact. All that dollar bills, passport, they were so happy. And then somehow, he puts in a question as to who was that person, you see, that... then she casually refers that she was in England in such and such year, also she tells, but she doesn't recognize him, and he doesn't recognize her. And then, of course, they profusely thanked her and all that. What actually had happened, I got this other side which is not mentioned in the letter, was from Karen. She said she lives in Walnut Creek, but as she is an artist, so she had some program over there. So just on that day, she had been there, and she was going to attend the program. So some boy named Craig was driving, and she said it was quite morning and she wanted to rest, and all of a sudden she finds that the car stops or turns and says, what's happened, Craig? And they said, oh, I see something there, and he picks up the pouch, and in the pouch she said, now this is your business. So she sees in it, and in that pouch was a car from where they had hired the car. And that's how Karen knew that this must be the person. So the first thing that she does was to phone that person from whom they had the car, so that if this person come, ask him to. That's how they got the message. And it was that Drew has also mentioned that though he was staying in London, it was just the second time in his life when he had gone to that particular store where Karen had purchased those things. And Karen, this Karen was living in Walnut Creek, and just for the performance had been there, and by chance she sees it. So he has put a caption to his letter. He has written a letter, and his story, he has written the story of the window and the pouch. That's what he has said. So now he gets, they say, now we will go to New Mexico and return, we will see you again and all that. And so they go back, and then they go and see, meet Karen in Walnut Creek or somewhere else. And then they were inquisitive, then they talk. And in the second meeting, when they left, he had an impression, I must have seen this girl somewhere. And somehow, because she had mentioned that she had been in London and all that, so then both, during the second meeting, knew that it was this person who had fired this window, and he knew that this was the girl who I have just met by chance. So now, all right, then he goes, but who was he? But who was he? His wife knew of Satya Sai Baba or some other person. He said, no, Meher Baba, but who is Meher Baba? They start on just exchanging about spirituality and other things. Although he said, I'm least interested in spirituality. But when she told her about Meher Baba, so then he said, he's the Christ. So when he said that, all of a sudden something struck, the chord struck right in his heart. What was that? That's what he has written in his letter. And what had happened when he completed his course? He had a studio, and so he thought of having, not first, somewhere during his work, had a stained glass window of Jesus. So he arranged everything was arranged, and he put in the trailer and all that, and according to their work, you see, they just, at a certain time, the switch is to be on and switch to be off. Otherwise, at such a temperature, because it has to get stuck free. And so if the temperature more, naturally the glass would melt. So he had arranged everything. And he was waiting. It was early morning, that's what Drew writes. And he doesn't know how. But it so happened, just at the moment the bell was going to ring, he fell asleep. And he got up. It was 10 minutes more. So you can imagine, if a bread is baked even half a minute more, instead of being baked, it's burnt. And now it's such a high temperature, and itself the glass is there. He thought 10 minutes more. He thought that the whole glass must have been just melted. But still somehow he gathered courage and opens. He's still there, you see. The flames are, reddish color was there, and he allowed it to cool down. And then, of course, when he allowed it to cool down, slowly and slowly the thing was less set. And then he gave it to Karen, just hurriedly. That's what Karen told me, because she wanted to thank him for the work that he has done, but he didn't want to see her again. Because he thought maybe she asked what has happened here and there and anything of that sort. So he just gave it to her and never met her for the second time, though she was there for a fortnight. But this was not the thing that struck him. What happened when he prepared the first window of Jesus, and when it was all complete in all respect, everything was arranged, light, heat, temperature, everything, and when the switch was off, and when he allowed it to cool down or settle down, what he finds that there was a tear coming down the heart of Jesus. So he took it as what you call something wrong with his own mechanism or anything like that. Sort of a mistake. And then what had happened when he allowed Baba's picture to have 10 times more, see? And when he took out, the only one thing that reminded him was this. There was also a tear coming down Baba's eye. Yeah? Can I help you, Tom?
Are you giving a tour?
Yeah. Oh,
you are the right time.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, are you telling me?
Yeah. Oh. Which you know, just in 5 minutes we'll go to Baba's room.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So, now that dear is when he says, when she carries sense, Christ, all of a sudden he's reminded of the tear of Jesus and the tear of her Baba. That was the only thing that he noticed. And then he said, well, what a coincidence, what a coincidence. In spite of doing my best, Jesus had that tear. In spite of 10 minutes more of firing, still that tear was there. And you say that he is that one. And how is it that I went out there, we met, I had been only to that storehouse for the second time, though I was staying in London, and you were just on your way for the performance and you just got that out. So what is this coincidence? So he was so happy to hear more of Baba, and when he came over here, he said, then he writes to Adi that now I am completing my tour via Pacific, and when I go to Bali from there, I will surely come over. And definitely, then he came here, and of course the whole thing, I talked with him, he sat in the hall and all that. So these are his ways, incredible ways, through which he is bringing his dear ones to him. Only him, not that who are around. There are so many people in Ahmednagar, there are so many people in India. Someone came and she said, how is it that so many people come? There are no more Indians over here. I said, there are phases in Baba's work. There was a 10-year phase in which Baba was for the mass. Then people would say, why is he not meeting the people? But that was his phase. In the 30s, he would often go to the West. The first visit, the second visit, the third visit, the fourth visit, the fifth visit. So these are his ways in which he works. And I say, these are the ways in which he is pulling his strings, those who are his, wherever they may be, and they are coming here. So we don't differentiate between Indian and Westerners, but his lovers only. So, and then, just when last time Joanne came in, you also stay, you had been with Karen, you were in Scotland or you joined her?
No, I met her in England.
Ah, you met her in England.
Yeah. But she was visiting Drew and Maran.
Yeah. So while coming over here, Karen had been to them, this Drew and Mara, and they were really very happy. So this is the way in which Baba, in his own way, draws his close ones to him, in spite of Baba is for all. As we say, that gate that you find, we call it a gateless gate. In a sense, it is only those who are connected with him for them that gate opens. That's the quality of the gateless gate. It's meant only for those who are gates. I think now we will go to Baba's gate.
I told you yesterday, he was still here and he would look through his window and he would say, speak. This is key. That was Baba. This is my key. See? So the whole thing that he has worked out then, sitting silently over here, is just like you get in the train, but it takes some time to reach the destination. So whatever work Baba has done here is just being worked out in bringing us all to him closer and closer. And in 60s mostly, either he would be in the hall or in this place. He would be in the hall, in the hall for 2-3 hours in the morning, when he would attend the correspondence. Again he would come here, he would have his lunch, again go there, again 2-3 hours, again he would come here. And this chair would be generally at night, when you go or Aloba or Bhavu, one of them Kakabari, another name Mani. One of them would be here, sitting in this chair, and the other would be resting. And whenever he would clap, he would go close to him, and whatever Baba would say, they would go. So this is the watchman's chair, so to say. And Baba would be just resting outwardly. He was just resting. But in his own way, he was working, as you would say. And that work was nothing but all the numberless souls that are journeying to him, he was just guiding their destiny and helping them to come forward to him so that they can hear his call. So this is Baba's work. And the bed that is here was used by Baba. But later on, when we go to the bus, blue bus, and Shuman, that was the bed Anil Baba got his body, which was used only for the last week in January. So now coming to the things that are here, the first I would start with our picture on the back of the head. You must have seen this picture before.
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds me of the song that Baba, it was played before Baba, and that was Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life. Yeah. Do you remember that last lines? I don't, but Baba used to say, Jishan and his mock, the door will open, seek and you will find. Such as the human gesture. You have shillings of light. Put it on that slide, glass slide. Yes. Examine it and then take you the reading. So whatever the reading is there, for that one drop, is equally applicable to all the whatever. The blood that turns into your system is not just for that one drop. So that drop is not just symbolically standing for the whole, but it is the whole in itself. So anything of our eyes, whether it is hair or nail or anything, or what it is. So it is not just that, but it is the whole thing. And then again, like all that, symbolically it could be like that. But still, as you really ask him, until he comes to your level and consoles you, others may be feeling childish, and it may not be the same for others also. But the story of this hair began in 1968 when Dr. Helton was here. He was given the hair, and then Baba got the hair. So he thought that Baba's room should represent at least something of his person. And when he came in the 70s, again, he brought this. And he said, they are unkeeping me, and they will last for several years. Most of hair has been taken, and then his hair will represent Baba. So that's how I said his hair, part meant, part stands for the whole, and still that logic and illogic, whatever you call it, was there. And then Harry died. Have you heard of Dr. Harry Kenmore?
Yeah.
You just heard of him?
Yeah. He was totally blind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he was a character actor.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And he had come for Baba. He was the first one who was allowed to handle Baba's body. And this year, after the second accident, he brought his chair from the stairs.
Oh.
His love for Baba was so firm. It was a gift, as I said, yesterday, to live from him. Such a thing that when he in the 60s, there was a time when Baba had permitted his lovers to see him just one day for 1 hour and then no more. So people from India started coming. And one day, when Baba was in Pune, it was such a big hall, and I say, 8 times bigger than this room. And Baba was in the far end, sitting in the sofa. So for example, Mr. Pahar and his Lavashmaka, and all of a sudden, there was a big porch, and a big driveway, and a big gate. It was a palace, I think. And just one day, maybe by the end of May, it was May, you find the car coming, pushing, right, standing in the porch, and Baba was at the far end, and someone singing, Love Swami. So when Baba knew that it was him, so Baba said, well, yes, it seems Harry is coming. So let me go and open his hand, and then Baba would make him really sit by his side. He would just make him feel up because he couldn't see him all that. And what was Baba's first question is, Baba, do you remember? Oh, also there. Yes, yes. So he said, Baba, Harry, are you mad? What a welcome. I'm mad. And he said, I don't understand. Then Baba said, ask him, have you read this circular? Yes, I read this circular. What's that? You had allowed us to be in your presence during this fortnight, just for 1 day and 1 hour. And what? And then you know, then are you going to leave tomorrow? I said, yes, Mama. He has already arranged the meeting. So he just followed one word, don't worry. And the other mentioned the secular. You shouldn't trouble any of the money about your arrival or your departure. You have to manage your own hotel and journey and everything. So on his own, he married everything. He came home and he said, Agla Baba asked him, are you ready to return the next day? So yes, I'm going back the next day. And when he said that, he used to call Baba his dad. And he used to call him his son. And then he said, Harry, your pop is proud about you. That you came just for that 1 hour, right from New York, with all that, and he was ready, he had really come with that intention. One time Baba said, all right, now I am the minister. You stay here for a few days. So, 2 or 3 days they are away. So that was Harry's love. So he said, now that the God man has got his body, now that it is here, so this will be present him and all that. So they tell you that. Even one day Mecca was standing there. And now as I have gathered, she's standing there and she's saying, now I did that in my head. You are caught, inducted, you are everywhere, you are inducted. So I should have your darshan in your own head. And that is, if people know that when you are that, you must be in your own head. And when she was standing there, after some time, half hour, I don't know how long, she saw Baba's face. And it was not what you call subjective thing, but it was what you call an objective demonstration of Baba's presence, not only for the moment, but for all time to come. Any of us can see that face. It was already there. When that was seen only by Narada. And to this day, I believe that those who work in the factory at New York, they have not even heard Mehbaba's name. They have not seen his form or face, so then they were asked to make it like nothing. But it happened. So Baba had, Baba in his own way, had what you call directed their skills to not knowing, to put them in such a way, whatever the skill they were, just as I now think about the state of us thing, the same way like that. But not, it's there. And then anybody can see it. And then when she saw the face, then people started seeing more faces. So how is it? So isn't it Baba's sense of humor that whole can see us? And how she reveals to the others in your own eyes. So, I mean, this is your first thing. I will show you the face and then maybe you will be able to see other faces also.
December 1938, and he traveled to south, he traveled to north, and this was the bus that was taken even to Sri Lanka. And there are many beautiful stories connected with the way that Baba traveled. I think, as far as I remember, it was Indira Johnson who wrote this. And during that period, Mani and Mehra were not even allowed to hear the sound of man. So there was a compartment inside, and a window like thing over here through which Baba would, if at all, he had to say anything to Eraj. Because Eraj couldn't say a word, because Mehra and Mani, they were not allowed to hear even the sound of man. So in such a way, they were driving this bus. And they went even to the north, and at that time there was no partition of India and Pakistan over there.
There's maps?
Yes. So throughout, I think practically in 1939, they were still just journeying through the bus. And because the color was blue and the curtains were blue, it was called the blue bus. In the beginning, it was not meant for the people, a specific number of people. But as is with Baba, she's also coming, she, only the women were with Baba in this bus. She's also coming, she's also coming, she's also coming. And so,
I gathered that actually that Krishna was using that. And only boy was Erich's younger brother Nirvan, was the boy who also traveled. And he was quite young at the time. Then when this work was over, as I told Baba, I had a sense of humor. He said, it seems that if we get attached to anything, Baba brings in something that takes off that attachment. And then again, he as if, in a way, gets back the thing to you. So he said, no, I need money for my work. So he said, you sell this bus. So he said, why should we sell this bus, Baba? You have traveled in this bus to India and all that. And then someone suggested, why not have Kirathar so that you will get the money and one of the Baba members would get the bus. Baba said, all right. And then the one who is still in Delhi, he was the lucky one to get the bus. But he was living on the second floor and on the third floor, and he had no garage and all that, and what could he do with it? But then he requested Baba, well, Baba, please allow me to keep the bus over here. I won't take it over there. And then it was kept in Ahmednagar. And 10 years later, I don't know what's the 10 years with Baba, many activities that happened after that. So 10 years later, he tells Sarok, that is husband of Nilu, to remove the engine, to remove the wheels, and put this body, fix this body over here. Only this much part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this door, I think, is shifted from here to here like this.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So this front part is removed, and this is like this. And then Baba said, I will be sitting in it, because he had traveled throughout India, his close ones being there. See how Baba had already prepared his seat for the great seclusion in 1949, when he was in here nearly for 41 days. And there was a compound right over here. At that time, as I said, this mandir hall wasn't there. Even the other rooms weren't there. There was just a room that all of us stayed nearby the kitchen that was there. Even inside, that big building was just there. And then Baba was in here, and only one person, Kaka Bariya, is a very dear disciple. The thing that I told you about Dr. Harry Kenyon, just like that, what a faith he had in Baba. And as you know, when we talk of Baba, we care less about the language, just as he said, no discuss like that. See, whether you have to convey, that's all. He was the only one who would be staying with Baba, and Baba's message was conveyed by him to other four. Maharji was here. You had met Maharji this time? Maharji Kakari? Maharji? No.
He was just in the
US? Yeah, Maharji. So Maharji was one. Nariman was one, he was his husband, and he was one by Jal, Kerawala, and Kaka Bari. Only four were here. And Baba was in seclusion. And when he came out of seclusion on the 1st August, so that was the month in which he asked all his lovers in East and West to observe silence. And there were so many funny stories connected with this thing, who were in the business. I was in the school, and I didn't dare go to school and get observed silence, but one of my friends, you see, even did that. He went to school. He had already contacted the head of the school and told the students, and he would say, I will do my best, I'll be writing on the blackboard, and somehow he met me. But of course, I just took leave and then observed silence. And on 1st August, when Baba came out, as far as I remember, it was then that he talked with Marina, Machiavelli, and Elizabeth about the new life. So this new bus is in a way a link between Baba's old life and the new life. And then from 15th of August, he started talking to all the Mandir about the new life. And so as if he had ended one chapter where the Godman accepted only his divinity, only his masterhood. And then it was followed by new life, where he accepted himself as the most ordinary man, but as Ramji put it, extraordinary ordinary man, you see, because his ways were like that.
So that beginning was done in this. Now we will go inside. As I told you when we were in Bhavavasa, I will also tell you why. Why is it that we could come here, people come and touch and then there's stories about the feeling that they derive. Why? There again also my mind started working. And why? Yeah, this is the bed. This is a hospital bed. As I told you, this was the bed that was used by Baba during the last week. And it was on this bed, in fact, that Baba, in a way, severed his gross connection of the physical form with the gross world. So as I said, it was not only the link of Baba between the old life and the new life, but also new life and life, and life and life eternal like that, you see. So it was on this. So, but this is a hospital bed, I would say. There were so many beds and this was brought here. So why this bed is of that importance? Because outwardly it just looks like that. So when I was feeling, I am freely expressing you because I feel that this is the way to keep companionship with Baba. We should try to. What's the speciality of this bed? And then it was so happened that after Baba dropping the body, I went to one of my friends, and quite a good person, quite well to do. And thieves, you see, the robbers got in the room where he had all his jewelry and money and all that, and there was a big iron cabinet. They broke it open, took away all jewelry and all these things. Of course, then he put a complaint in the police and all that. I feel sorry for that. Naturally, he lost a big chunk of money because in India, as you know, they have their gold ornaments and all that, and they just invest their money in gold, so to say. So then he told me that when he put his complaint, registered his complaint, they brought some dogs, dog squad as they say, and they took charge of that room where that was, and they didn't allow anyone else to go in there. And when the dog was brought, he was taken to that handle, and he was given what you call it vibration, call it whatever it is, the smell that is there, you see, and then he was let down. And then the dog started running this way, that way, that way, that way, like that. And then it went to the bus stand from where these ST buses like that, state transport buses, and there it stopped. And then the police said that the robbers had come here, but they had gone away by bus. I heard it. And before he continued the story, I said, what is, what's special in that? Why that dog? You can take any cat also. Just get it over near the handle, put it down, it will run somewhere and stop somewhere. So then he started, he continued. He said, then what they did, they brought some person from the tribes where they have what you call heightened awareness or whatever you call it, but somehow they sense things. So he was taken there, and he was also taken near that room, near the cupboard, and there were two people on the side, they said, and then they said, now no one should disturb him, let him go the way that he wants to, and the others were there to keep men away. And then later on he told me he practically went the same way. I said, this is something, but to me it was not just that. And I had a thought, how long that robber, that thief, however expert he may be, he might have just had his grip over the handle, maybe a minute or half a minute, see, because the real thief, they just know the trick. And then left it, got the things out, and just the impressions of that grip that he had, they could be there even after 2 days, or whatever time that may be when the dog was taken, and the dog could get those vibrations, and the man from the tribes could get it, and they all went the same way. So if this could happen without condemning a robber or a thief, with just a touch of a robber to an handle, what about the things that the God-man himself has used? So their vibrations, their radiation of his presence, it continues. And that's why things that have been used by Baba, it's not just when people say, oh, it's faith, and naturally when we go out something, people say, oh, that's all right, you have faith in him, and you feel like that. But it is not just that. It's the actual fact. I even tell them, oh, they say you have faith. I say, do you have faith that this is a hospital bed or it's a fact? You say you have faith in it or it's a fact. So to us, it's not just faith. It's a fact. So this was the bed on which Baba dropped his body. And again, this carpet also has a special significance. This was in front of Baba's chair. And Baba would stand on it and offer the Parvadigar prayer and the repentance prayer. And about these prayers, he once said, even sometimes, by way of sharing freely, people ask, should we repeat the prayer? Is it not a ritual? Should we do it when we really feel dry? I said, do you have your breakfast in the morning and lunch at noon? Yes. And as long as you don't miss that, don't talk of that any dryness. Because Baba himself has said it so many times that he has reached all levels of dryness in any man. So that means he is there. So no matter what, personally, if at all anyone asks me, I won't say that you should do it, but if you ask me, is it a ritual or anything, I will say, to me, to repeat the prayer is never a ritual. Because Baba is not the so-called feeling that you call, but even the driest thought that you have, Baba is also in it. And so, you have to say the prayer. They will help you. Those are the vibrations of the words itself. Again, I had a thought over this like this. Marie Curie, scientist Marie Curie, invented radium. And her husband, Marie Curie, see when they had that, he had it in his jacket like things. In the olden days, if you had seen pictures of the English and Frenchmen, they used to have a coat and then a jacket inside like this. So he used to keep that radium that they had invented in his pocket, jacket pocket over here. And after some days, he finds that his pancreas has been affected. And then it turned out that it was because of the radiation, or the radioactive rays or whatever you call it, of the radium that he used to keep, and he's not knowing it. So in the same way, these words of Baba, they have that efficacy or that potency. So when we repeat them, whether you know it or not, to that extent, they will sink in you. And that's why, and then, this is about the Parvadigar. And then there was another prayer called repentance prayer, so I'll come to Baba and this is we repent, oh God, and all that. I will say that, but when I go back, I say, why should I say we? Have they asked me to repent on their behalf, or whether it would work for them? I'm not sure whether it would work for me, and to what extent, and all that. So when I return home, I will start saying, I repent, oh God, most merciful, instead of saying, we repent, oh God. And then in later years, I heard from Hiraj Baba having said, remarked, said in his very gesture, that when you say the repentance prayer, and as he had said it tens and hundreds of times, he said, the Godman himself participates with you in the prayers. And so you have to say, we repent, O God. And of course, then there is no question. So that's what I mean. When you have come here, when you have seen so many things, you can talk to Baba.
They are hurting.
Baba, this is what I feel. Well, that may be right, that may not be right. I may do it, but still that thing is there. So that intimate communion, if there is, he is there, you see. Even as Baba would say, I am the ignorant with the ignorant. Baba's message is there, as I am the richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor. What does that mean? That he can reach any level. If the call is sincere, the response is more intimate than that. So that's the little thing connected with this, and that's why we have it here. It was there for some years, and then one of Baba lovers from Persia, Humayun Kaipur, she brought another thing, and then it was put here. And as for this, I already told you the story connected with this. I was telling you about this. The story that I told you was about this picture, the Baba lover who had that. Before hearing, there was a Baba lover who, before seeing Baba, saw Baba in this way.
Oh.
Yeah. And then after 10 years, she heard of Meher Baba. And then again after 10 years, she came here. And I don't know whether it was 10 o'clock when the bus arrived in those days earlier, she happened to come. The first thing she, when she came to Meraza was to get in the bus, and she was here. The 10 o'clock, I'm not sure. And that's the picture that was taken in Pune, Guru Prasad.
Is that colored?
Yeah, yeah. It's a present from the one who photographed Baba. So he wrote to Baba that I would like to request you that you should permit me or pose special pose for me to have your photographs and all that. So the card was there, and it was when I would come to Baba, the letter in this state, because I would be going to school and coming to Baba only during vacations, and so my duty would be to read out to Baba the letters in Marathi. So when I read it, actually we could have had our priority. So I put this letter in the end for the person. What sort of person is he? He's asking for Baba's special post just like that. Would Baba ever allow this thing? So that was the last letter. And generally, sometimes if I read one or two letters, I'll say, tomorrow, like that. So on that day, I finished practically all the letters except that. And Baba said, what's that? I said, no, Baba, he is a person, he just wants you to pose specially, he's a photographer and he wants to. Actually, yes, he's good. I like him. So how, the way we feel that we are right, there he comes, what is it? And then he allowed the person not only to have the pictures, but this is one of the pictures that he had taken. Still, I remember, he made Baba sit like this and he said, no, Baba, hand like this. Baba allowed him to do that. And then, out of the four pictures that he had taken, he presented this to Baba. But he just a commercial person. Yeah, Baba lover in a sense. He had respect for Baba. But still, there's a little story connected. And there are Baba's sandals, as you have noticed. One heel is high and one heel is low. Those sandals. You have seen those sandals also in Baba's room. One heel is higher. You haven't seen that? Ken? Yeah. Because Baba's one leg was short. Because of the second accident, there was an operation. And so one leg was short. So that's why sometimes you find Baba walking like this. Yeah.
Well, in that accident, I heard somewhere that the doctor in later years that operated on Baba had lost both his legs. Is that, do you know anything about that?
I personally don't know. Whether in India, they had two accidents, one in India and one in the States.
I think it was the one in the States.
I don't think, because just 2-3 years back, Dr. Burleson, here Prague. So his wife used to write to mine. And then there is also a little note in the East West Gathering when he died and all that, but there was no mention of that. I'm not sure. And then this is a Baba bust, the one like of which you have in the museum, sent by a Baba lover in Australia. The Bruford families prepared for this thing, and he had taken Baba's permission. He had given Baba's pictures and all that, but it arrived here after Baba's dropping the body. So one is here and one is here. And now the few things that Baba had used.
Careful this time, Bob.
Yeah.
Cut his finger.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah,
it's still there.
Ooh.
Here are the things that he had been using. You see?
What did
the ball that he used, the ball with which.
What did he do with the tennis ball?
Yeah, this was the ball with which Baba was not able to play 7 times, so he would sit there. and each one was allotted two or three throws like that. And so, just as you play, you see, you would stand there and try to knock down the tiles. And Baba would be watching very intently as it's one of the very great work being done like that. And then Kaka Bariya would be the one, the scorer. So if you hit tiles two times, three times, then Baba would give you some coins or money as a reward. So that was the ball.
Well, that was the ball they used in
the simulation. Yeah, yeah. That's why it is here. But the thing that that little saucer, broken saucer, so you would just wonder, this sort of saucer would be there on Baba's chest that is there. The chest that you find, it was not also in the beginning. In the beginning, Baba's thing was so primitive, so ordinary like. But this, still, this was written, this little, and this reminds me, see, all broken and china, like this. So once he accepts us, in spite of our lapses, in spite of whatever we do, if we really call on him, he is ready to keep us by his side. See, he could have very had dozens of saucers like this. Why dozens? Hundreds. But still, you see, he just kept it like this. And things that were near Baba, it was only Gadhar or Eraj, some close ones who could change. And there too, Baba was so observant of each and everything. Suppose if you happen to go to him and have a haircut, so as soon as Baba looks at his, and haircut today, observant or something yawns, they would say, how is it? This was a sign for yawning, you see. So he was so alive with so many people around. It reminds me of another story, how, let me tell you what sort of awareness he had, the divine awareness. So there was a program at Pune, a public program. And I think from here, say about 20 feet was Baba's seat on a dais. And then in between, for 5 feet, there was a queue, people would come, take Baba's darshan and go. And then in between those 15 feet, there were two bhajan parties, and singing loudly some bhajans and all that. And after that, I was sitting with one of my elderly friends. So many people were coming and going and all that. Still there were about 100 to 200 left over there. And this person, just as I'm talking with you like this, he says, he just calls me by name, Baal. I think the program will be over by half an hour, just like this. Because he finds a big queue that was there, you see, of poles or bamboos that was there, it was practically empty. Only the people, just few people that could reach to Baba that were there. So he said, Baba, you know, the program will be over within 5 or 10 minutes. Before replying him, all of a sudden I was drawn by Baba's gesture over there. What was the gesture? He says, continue. So this was sign for time. It will continue. And as if from nowhere, people started coming and it continued. So how is it that Baba, in spite of those 100 people, and this man, just in this voice only, said, Baba, I think now it's time. See, just over like that. And in between were the bhajan party singing loudly. And just from there, he's on the dais. And just in one of the crowds. And just started meeting people like that, as if he said nothing. So that was, and that still continues. Really, when we leave, just as I say, definitely when we say, it is a Baba touch, he is around. And that's the thing, still continues, even after dropping the body, rather in a greater proportion. So this little thing reminds me of that. And then, another of Baba's, so to say, coincidences also. So these are the flowers that were placed on Baba's samadhi before interning, before Baba's body was interned. So they were there, and some of the flowers, you find them here. But when you close it, you say, not that purposely someone has done, this is the way I try to understand Baba. So now you close the lid and see what you find. For him, death and birth, just and these were the glasses that Baba had used. Sometimes he uses diagrams, sometimes he would use a thing. So these were the glasses that he used in 62 East West Gathering for a short discourse when he said about these gross world in relation to subtle world, how it contains in it, and then the mental world, and then how God alone is real, then he explained this. And he had asked Rano to prepare these glasses just in no time. Otherwise somebody would say, with Baba, it would be just... I remember once when we were there, and Nana, he's at Samadhi, Nana Khet. So we were there, so once morning he comes and he says, now we were to go for lunch. He says, I will come at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and you perform some skit that will make me laugh. So, what to perform? We were not allowed even to go outside or anything. Write something and play and make him laugh like that. So with Baba, things were like this, just on that moment. So we had asked Rano that this should be base color, and this should be copper color, and this should be silver, and this should be gold. So whatever material she had to get it then. And then Baba, I think Charles Hen knows the discourse, I forgot when he was here, I just asked him. He said, I was still the child then, and I still remember that his glasses were on the table. I don't know what are they saying.